that I mentioned on Shabbos that from the Ramban you see clearly that he didn't say he didn't repeat Hashem Elokeich Hamemes. So what's his problem? And his answer is B'tzibur. As the answer B'tzibur is Amen is Amen is they answered Amen and it was either Remez or else they answered Kel Melech Neman. Yes, none of the by the way, none of the Rishonim ever knew from Hashem Elokeich Hamemes.
Where did it go from?
It came later, and it came from the Zohar, basically.
That's the basis of Kel Melech Neman also, probably.
No.
Now, where's the
Kel Melech Neman goes way back.
So what did they do? They just, they were the shots, they were still them as the Atif?
The Torah doesn't have a Shana Gimelos?
The Torah, let me see if the Torah had it, no, I don't know.
Remember the shots, but Belach.
I tried to work out a Sfarah for Hashem Elokeich Hamemes based on the Reb Chaim that is B'tzibur, but
right.
It didn't go. I mean, I just, didn't go. And, I mean, we're trying to work on a Sfarah, so, you know, we on the tape, I think we're trying to work, but I was thinking it over and it just doesn't, yeah, it just didn't go anywhere. It's nice to try, but now I see that there is no ikka for it.
So is it a problem because you're saying Shem Hashem again?
You have to make up that number of letters.
It says like this. The Beis Yosef says in the end of the Beis Yosef. You ask me if the Torah has it.
Yeah.
When there's Yochel Shema.
So he's being B'tzibur. So you see that he didn't have it. Mafskin me brach shinosh me av mishan amen achar brach asatzmo toyes and boor av yavsaka okay the question mafsik bein amen kiam ach nema diket last mafsik bein brach lakriya vod mam shen shma va tova va vlo sisa that's goes to shem achal es man yana vimit kehu lo lo brach mam es all is all right oh kivin lo lo tzara brach hi yelo as numer esh mem ches tevos av vaitels us vikrishma vaitels lo yakavam lo lakbonav lo moshe and kin anan heichi aminu lei. Yeah, okay. So that's where he gives a he's very upset about that. He holds you have a two son. How machvat the diamond hugo lesley iker, a mandi yachal slup shlodem achlagis, a mandal yachal slup yeshno gim shenosn gam apneim bekriyas and pasukrishon v'rayosn pebreiz brachas no doesn't have it.
So
he definitely doesn't have it. What?
Torah
doesn't have it, and the last lines in the Beis Yosef is.
That's
a good idea. Should be a problem because it's Shem Hashem there.
Yes. Ish linhog shebesfarim v'yakum me'azora anem tzukidvarav. V'zeh toz goma shebesloshim v'koma shekasafti shevi'i shloshet tevas alolo v'kulon kosov v'sigman echad Hashem alakech ha'memes v'cheinu v'chol v'anaschol shereinu v'sheshaman v'kach kosov gamkin arava rabbi David Avudrom v'heishiv maimer zeh shebemidrash rus v'kosov bo shechozo Hashem alakech ha'memes. There's a tshuva, a radvaz on it.
Right.
Where did it come from? And he really can't find anything except for the Medrash in Rus, which is a Medrash Chodesh in Rus that they say Rabbi Akiva said. I don't know. It just sounds crazy. Sounds wild.
Many of the Medrash.
The Medrash says that you have to, you need Reish Mem Ches Tevos. And all the session will come out of this, maybe it does.
The Reish Mem Ches has to come out now, you know.
Right.
But you don't have that.
Where did I see the Medrash? Mayor Halevi says that they never said it in Sfarad.
Is that the
Yad Ramah? The Yad Ramah. Hmm. That was the one who the Ramban asked.
Right.
But now they do.
Well,
that he's talking about Kamal Nama, or whatever. I mean,
but he's talking. Who was?
The Ramei Halevi, right?
Yeah, but he wouldn't be talking about it if they said Hashem Ramban asked. Yeah.
Rabbi?
Hashem. It's Hasek also.
It's Hasek, right.
Well, he's supposed to start off the end of Shema to Sviyatsev, to Sviyatsev.
What he's doing, you're being mafsik with the.
Unnecessary torment.
Yeah. It's one of the strangest halachas. Because we know the Kadmonim didn't say it.
Right.
Because they were bothered with Hashem Elokim, with Kel Malach Naaman.
So why would they be less bothered?
Right. At least there they're saying it's tying into the Amen.
And no one says it. Ram doesn't say it. Nobody had it. And all of a sudden they claim they're resurrecting something from the Tanoim that. The Gemara doesn't have, the Yashami doesn't have, the Rishon don't have. I mean,
if we it's funny that like the numbers don't even work out because Hashem Elokeichem MS. I mean, it's also strange they're taking the MS away from the next thing. It really should be 247. So we're like the MS really applies to the next paragraph. It's like a funny thing to
do. Gemara says that the MS is mitzuruf to. That's true. And all things fine. All things fine.
Yeah, this whole thing is
248
is real.
You do explain?
Hashem Lekechem Emes. So he says, B'takalil kadmonim lo nimtza kosev. Ach la'achronim kosev b'ham.
Who's this? This is...
This is Kapach. He's in the Temani Tefillah, which is like the Ram. And then also, they say you should mechavim to the Vavim. So Ram never had the Yavavim. Ram didn't have all these Vavim. He had Emes v'Yatsev, Nochon v'Kayam, Yosher v'Neman. So suddenly the Vavim appeared.
Wow. Where did that come from?
Onto the Vavim, you have... comes out to a wild thing, like 96.
Comes out to be 90.
It's a joke. It's unbelievable.
It comes out to be 90, and then 90. But it's UK Bob Case 26, plus the four letters of the shame, comes to be 30, so you have three words.
He
brings it down, the thing that the Shatz repeats the three words. He doesn't seem to bring the problem with that, but then when he says... He says, "The Yesh Me'egdon Shegim Gimu Ma'od Be'Afsakas Kel Malach Naaman Af Biyachid V'Anu Ein Nogin Lomar Zeh V'Yesh Shegam Biyachid Chozer Ve'Omer Hashem Elokeichem Emes V'Lo Eidal Ma'as Samchu Zeh U'Mutav La'Achzer Gimel Tevos Eilu Eschem Me'Eretz Mitzrayim She'Ein Bohem Shem V'Risi Nogin Kein."
Wow. Why does he not have a problem with Betzibur? He should have the same problem with
Betzibur. Yeah, I don't know why, but Betzibur, he doesn't have it. It sounds like he holds it's like the Shatz being as finishing. Like, no, the idea of Shatz finishing paragraphs.
So then finish, like say Emes. Say, Emes.
Medrash Rus. I looked at my Medrash Rus, didn't have it. So he has it in parentheses, Medrash Rus HaChodesh. Amar Rav Nahoroi, Amar Rav Nechemia, B'Krish Me'esh Resh Mem Ches Tevos, Kaminyan Evam Shalotam, Akar Krish Me'kitikana, Kol Eviv Ever, Notel Tevachas, Masrapibo, V'zeh Shem HaKosu, Riffos Tiyul Sarecho. Ad Dehochi Mota Hayinuku Lai Me'orchoi, Yosef Kamayu, Shema Ilay Milin, Kamavar Gloivam, Alo Krish Me'in, Shema Resh Me'e Tevos, Amale Rabchia, Tiv, Yosef, Amalei Bri, Shamat Bahai Midi, Amar Kach Shamat Shamat Me'abo, V'Krish Me'esh Reish Me'me Tevos, chosat las latashlam inyan yavarim shalodam mishum ha takinu shiyei shatz chozel l'sholosh tevos amayin yodah shem lakechem emes kedei lahashlam kol hakol ramach tevos kedei shlo yafsik l'emes l'pachas l'yosem mishlosho al kol do hava abikor el do. Well, that's interesting. Well, kol do hava abikor el do v'chesram l'yuchol imanos l'tashlum hanu gimel tevos the mashlum shatz v'yuchol imanos l'tashlum ramach kishor hatzibur. I don't know where this is. Why, the God of Ochem Rabbi Yossi, Ben Dur Moskis, Mishmed Rabbi Akiva, Yahem and Nadu, Hasidim Arishan, Tikna Krishma, Kanera, Asaras Adibras, Kanera, Minyan Evar Shalom, the Tikna Shiye Shats, Chozer Mashal. My name is Hashem Lakechanas. But nobody seems to have ever heard about this. That's not wrong. What's that? Oh, Nemo.
Gufa, Amar Avdim Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Shlosha Chuka Achas, Yotza Echad Mehem Lashuk, Korin Lo Mezamne Olav.
It's interesting. So you can call the guys in the shuk. Right, what's the guy doing in the shuk? I don't know, but he's in the shuk.
Right.
Okay, and now, so you can call to him and he answers back to you, right?
He ate with
him. Rash.
He ate with him, right, Rash.
Rashi Korin Lo Lahodio, Shehem Rotem Lazame, Vifnel Lehem, Bimako Mamado, Vidalahem Bekach.
What does he say? The Yifnel Lehem?
Yeah,
he
just turns.
But he stays where he is.
Right, and that's enough.
And that's enough. Okay.
So even though he didn't actually come back, but he could hear them.
Does he hear them?
Yes.
Yeah. Or else, how does he turn to them?
Right.
Okay.
So he hears the whole benching, or he just hears the
that I guess depends on the next sugi, which I'd like to take is Areichan Birchas Azimon. That seems to be a real meaty
point.
Right. We're a real meaty sugya. Okay. Where is Birchas Hamazon? Is it Birchas Hazimun? Is it just the Rosh Hashanah Mishra?
Right.
Or is it Tilazan Zakol?
Mm-hmm. But he's definitely, that you say, he's not hearing the whole
thing. He's not talking about that. In other words, whatever it is, it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But he's just talking about that. If you're going to say it's Tilazan Zakol, you're going to say yes, it's Tilazan Zakol.
Right.
I guess if you're going to say that it's Nevarach, so it would be Nevarach. But he's just talking about the problem of the fact that he's not there, present with the other two.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Amar Abaye, Vuhu de Karule V'ani. And that's when that they call to him and he answers.
That's right. In other words, apparently he could hear them. Does Rashi have the other?
Yeshua Samachu Atzlamu Ba'ona Baruchu. I'm sorry. That's the other one.
No,
the
there's no Rashi.
But it's the same during Masmas on something later.
The Karle Yeshua Samachu Atzlam?
Yeah.
Ba'ona Baruchu, that's it, right? Yeah, he says Baruchu.
That's fine.
Baruch Hu Shechalim Shalom Tavachino, I guess. Rashi always says that Baruch Hu. I think it's an abbreviation. And he answers Baruch Hu. Baruch Shechalim Shalom Tavachino. So in short, it means he's saying that God is Mavarach.
Okay. Amar Mar Zutra. Velo Amar El Bishlosha Elba Sara Adenaisi. So this halach is only by three guys, but if you have Asara, then he actually has to come back.
Right. Okay, Rashi?
No, Rashi.
Low Amram, Low Amram, Low Amram.
Where is that Rashi?
Right over there, right next to Rashi. Low Amram.
Oh, I guess.
There's a skip.
There's
other
Rashis.
No, that's
on this. The other
Rashis
before. Go to the Gemara
on top. Rashi's older, I don't think.
They're out of order.
No, okay, they're out of order, I guess.
Yeah, Low Amram.
No, this goes to this.
Okay. Near Lo Amran, Delot Sarach Lamisi Gavaihu El Shlosha Avo Asara She Itzarfu Mishum Haskaras Hashem Ad Asi Gavaihu.
Because
Haskaras
Hashem.
Because
Haskaras
Hashem. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Maske Flor Rav Ashi Adar Ibcha Mistabra Tisha. What's that all?
Tisha
Nirin Kasara.
Yeah, what is the other feeling?
Nothing.
Also, Dafnuzan.
Okay, good.
Okay, Nirin Katsar. Shnayim e Nirin Kishlosha?
Rashi.
Nirin Katsar. De ein adam e maher lahafkan bein asar l'tisha. So you can't really quickly differentiate between 10 and 9. But 2 and 3, you could definitely see it. So it should be that by Shlosha, they have to come. He has to come back. And by Asara, he could just stick. Yeah, yeah.
What difference does that make if it's because of Asara Sashara? Who cares about Nirin?
Good question.
Is that the same story that they use by a Minyan? Nine people can...
There's a sheet in the Talmud that holds that Tisha is good for a Minyan because it's Nirin Kasara.
That's the same.
It's a question if they're together or together. They're separate, right? Okay, the Hilchos like Mar Zutra. Hilchos like Mar Zutra.
By
10
you need to come.
Right.
The other Abba.
It says it right here.
Why?
My time. Kaven de boy lad kure shem shemayim, botir me asara lav orach ara. So since you want to be mazkir shem shemayim, less than 10 is not derech eretz, right?
So right. All right, so how do you learn to have me to maskana? It's a short one. It's just as it is. It's right here.
Those are machlokas.
What?
Machlokas, right?
It's the machlokas, but we pass in that the Gemara gives a psak.
It's machlokas,
yeah. Right, the Gemara says, the key in the boiler at Kuri. Shame Shemayim, but some may assur, love our har.
Right.
Even though it's near in Kassar.
You also have it as gone in that by three, right?
That's right. That by three doesn't have to come back.
Right. At the end of the day, he doesn't, but there's a Havmina that he'd have
that to. He would have to. Because the Havmina was that you're better off. That by 9 not, and by 3 yes. My answer to the question is what's going on here.
So even though the Gemara says Hilchos Gemara Zutra, the Maitama is saying the opposite way.
No, Mazutra says that way.
Mazutra said that what? That Mazutra said that you.
Right.
Yeah.
That
only works by 3, then you could call him, but by 10 he has to come back.
Right. That's right.
Oh, that's Mazutra. Okay, fine. That was Ravashi.
Is the Urach Ara?
This is the Gemara introducing a new reason why you paskin like Mar Zutra.
Yeah.
If that was what he said before, so he said it already.
Right. So, what's the difference between?
As long as functionally he could have
he's an owner.
You have a Kiyam Zimun functionally, right. It's good enough.
Could two guys be out there?
The what?
Could you have two guys out on the street? Seems like only one, no?
Seems like only one, yeah.
But it's not Re'iyah that creates the Tziruf, right? I mean, it's Shmir, yes?
Makar Levani. Right.
So in other words...
Yes, the answer.
Yes, the
answer.
Yeah, so it's not. Yeah, in other words,
I mean,
you said
the
question, but
by I guess the Bichas Zimun has to be B'mok Bichas Mahmozin has to be B'mokam
Shachar. Right.
So you're gonna have two.
No, but why can't you have one guy who's saying Rav Shlomo, you know, Rav Shlomo Shalom, and the two guys are in the street say Rav Shlomo Shalom?
But then it wouldn't be the wouldn't have Rav the Zimun in the Mokam.
Right. Yeah. There's no way to recognize the makom. Maybe that's the makom.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that makes sense over the Ravashi because he says Shnayim Einir and Kishloshim. I mean, it sounds like you really definitely need two there.
Right.
Doesn't even sorry for the third guy to the rest of the group.
One of the final tarots is even the boy like Kurush Shemayim.
Right.
That's not what Rashi's saying. Aval Asar, she'd start from Mishum Shaskaras Hashem. Mishum Shaskaras Hashem. Adi Asi Lagabayo.
Right.
It's not the same thing. How would you define the difference there?
That side says because it's nickel, right? That's why it's come back.
It's nickel what?
That he's not there. Two and three. It's
because you need him there because of the.
Because it's not Nicker. But he says because it's Nick the Havamino.
Oh, Ravashi.
Yeah, because it's Nicker, right? So it seemed to him that the Bizui is if it's an appearance that a person is somehow he's not coming back to be Mevar Shem Shemayim. That could be a Bizui.
No,
look like that.
No, it's Nirin because it means that the. It looks like 10. It means it looks like you have the group. The group is not deficient. Doesn't look
right,
deficient.
Right. So that it's not visu. But if the third, but by three, it would be. It would look. If someone comes by, you doing it. It's like this guy doesn't want to come back.
I don't think
it's because of that guy. It's because of the group. Right. Because this group has no.
Not because this guy doesn't want to come back. It's because you don't have a group of three.
Right.
Yeah. And what's the problem? What do you keep hearing?
You need three for a zimu.
The first thing is Shem Hashem is, it seems like an objective requirement. The Shem Hashem requires
10
right. present. La Baruch Hara seems to be like they're not going to be mitzar from the group of 10. They will not be mitzar. It has nothing to do with the Shem Hashem, it seems.
La Baruch sounds like it's like kavod. It's like, meaning, one's the question is, do you have a matir the same haskar as a Shem, that you need 10 altogether. And then the La Baruch Hara is not saying that. Meaning, really, it would be one group. But in terms of, it's not the Acheretz, meaning that's not, it would lack in the cover.
Let me tell you what I was saying. Okay, the first thing I would say is that when the guy is out there in the shuk, and he's answering back, okay, so you don't have three. You don't have three. You only have two. Not that when he answers back, it makes it three. It makes it, it's functionally three. It's a Maisa Zimun of Shlosha. But it's not Zimun Bishlosha. Okay, it's not Zimun Bishlosha. Now, the halacha is a chila, you need to have Bishlosha in order to be Machayev and Zimun. But the actual Zimun doesn't have to be Bishlosha. Okay, the Zimun is good enough if it's Al Yidei Shlosha. Okay, if it's Al Yidei Shlosha. That's the first of my knowledge. That's my zecher, okay? Now the question is, why is Asara different? So there's two possibilities. One is the final Gemara's Psak, and one is the Gemara, the way the Gemara assumed before when Ravashi asked his Kasha. Okay, now Rashi puts into my zecher right away. He puts in the Shem Hashem. So it sounds on the surface like Rashi's putting in the answer. Which sometimes Rashi does do that, but I would say if you look carefully at Rashi, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that. What he's saying is that Ella Avala Sara, she had stopped from Yishum Askaras Hashem Ada Osi Gabayu. What does it mean? In other words, there's an Askaras Hashem by Asara. But what does the Askaras Hashem by Asara accomplish? It accomplishes that it's a Zimun that's more Choshev. Because the Zimun is more Choshev, so you have Askaras Hashem. So you have a Zimun that's less Choshev, which is a Zimun Shal Shlosha, and you have a Zimun which is more Choshev, which is a Zimun Shal Asara. Okay? So Rav Ashi says that it's more mistaken to say that that in truth, even a Zimun Shal Shlosha should be Bishlosha. And by Asara, the reason why you don't need it is because it's Nirin Kasara, so it's a Zimun Choshev. So the fact that it's Nirin Kasara renders it a Zimun Choshev. You follow? In other words, the Asara is because it's Choshev. Now he's going on the fact that the Zimun Shal Shlosha in other words, he's learning in Marzutra that the Zimun Shal Shlosha is less Choshev, and the Zimun Shal Asara is more Choshev. So the Zimun Shal Asara, which is more Choshev, requires 10. But the Zimun Shal Shlosha, which is less Choshev, requires 2. So he said, Adrava, it's more Mestava to say that the Memra said the other way, that both the Zimun Shal Shlosha and both the Zimun Shal Asara are both Choshev, and they must be Bishlosha and Basara. A Basara, you don't need it because it's even because it's near Kasara. So you have the covet of Asara. So you're giving it its due, which is the covet of Asara. Do you follow? So that it's more mistava to say that apparently they knew that the member excludes one. The member excludes one. So Marzutra says the member excludes three because it's less Russian. Ravashi says, no, it's more mistava to say the member excluded 10. Because we could say that they're all chayev, And you, it's chayav, by three it's chayav to be bishlosha, and by ten it's chayav to be ba'asa. But the only thing is that the real is because of kavav. And by tisha nirin ka'asara, so you're supplying the kavav. You have the kavav for the zivin chashu because it looks like ten. Okay, it looks like ten and one guy's out there. Right? So the Gemara's final teretz is no. That the halacha is like mazitra. Why? Because it's not because 10 is more chashuv. If it's because 10 is more chashuv, so then I would say it's nirin kasara satisfies it. And I could say that by zimin shel shlosha is also chashuv. And also needs to be shlosha. But it's the haskaras hashem per se. Do you understand what I mean? It's not because the haskaras hashem is there because the zimin is more chashuv. It's the actual haskaras hashem. So there, it's not there. You can't say it looks like 10. I mean, we know it's only 9. It's not right for us to do this. Do you understand what I mean? That askaras Hashem b'pachas me'asor is lava rachara. So lava rachara, you don't say it looks like 10. Lava rachara goes by the reality. And the reality is it's only 9. So we have no rights. Not there, it's not to do it. Well, in other words. The question is, what's the role of the Askaras Hashem? Is the role of Askaras Hashem simply reflect on the fact that it's a more chashuv zimun? A zimun chashuv? Okay, or does the role of Askaras Hashem, the Askaras Hashem per se, it's not their heretz, not because of the zimun. See, that's why it says lava rachara, because it's not because of the zimun. It's because of the Askar itself. You know what I mean? So the Gemara first thought that Asara is because it's Malchashev.
Right.
And that's why you mask it as shame. So Rav Ashi says, true, it's Malchashev, but it's more mistaver to say that every Zimun is Chashev. And you always need Bishlosh and you always need Asara. But it's more mistaver to say that since it's because of the covet of the Zimun Chashev, so Asara you can satisfy with the nearing the Asara. Right? And that's the one that you don't have to have him come back. Okay, that's the member where you don't have to have him come back. So Gemara says, no. That Marzucha is Momestava. Why? Because it's not. There's nothing to do with Chashivas. It has to do with the fact that it's not there. It's not Orach Ara. It's not Derech Eretz to be Maske Shem Shemayim with less than Asara people who are present. So therefore, since it's not Derech Eretz, so therefore, you go, if it's less than 10, you can't do it. You can't fool yourself. You can't say it's near Kasara. It's not that hurts. The
Chashivas goes by Nirin.
That's right. Chashivas goes by Nirin. But Orach Ara goes by the reality. We can't do this. We need Asara before we can mask the shame.
But the Mises, even definitely has to be with 10 or 3. That's not even a question. The question here is whether you need the Bishlosha or the...
That's right. The question, you need Bishlosha or Borso? So the memory apparently was that one of them you don't need it. So Ravashi, and Mazutra interpreted it one way. Ravashi says, no, Adarabha should be interpreted the other way because of the covet. And the Gemara says, but the love is like Mazutra for a different reason. Not because of that Ravashi was Maskif was a good kasha. But there's something else here, a new element. Because the Gemara's Mashmah is bringing in a totally new element. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mashmah is bringing in a totally new element. So the new element is that what? That the Askaras Hashem itself is not, there's a Derech Eretz for Askaras Hashem. And it's not Derech Eretz to less than 10. You don't say near it. I mean, you can't fool.
Is it a different idea of what the why you needed them to come?
That's definitely right, like Mazutra said to begin with. Like Rashi explains, that's because of the Hashivas.
Right. So this is the necessity because they make it Hashem plus more Hashem is human, or is it because of the Hashem itself?
That's correct. They're saying Achila has to be Bishlosh.
Right.
But the Maisa Zeman doesn't have to be Bishlosh.
But he is calling back.
Otherwise,
he's answering.
That's the Maisa.
It's a Maisa of
the Maisa of answering.
Right, but there's no guru. There's no unit of a group.
Bishlosh.
You can't say there's a unit of Shlosha because he's on the street and they're there.
No.
They're just functionally related in the action.
That's
a unit of a group.
That's correct.
Right. It's like when you have a minion, you have to have 10 people in the same room. Once you already have 10 people, then that guy could be involved in the action of the tzibur. But to create the unit itself, they have to be in one month.
That's right. He couldn't. He could be eating in the shuk and join them. He had originally.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't work.
Right.
That definitely wouldn't work.
So you're not saying that it just exists from that it's just that there was a tzira, there really is a group still.
That's what I said to begin with. That it's not a tzira. The Gemara is not saying when he answers it's a tzira of shlosha.
That can be.
It's not the shlosha. They're not in the same place. But it's just for aniya. For aniya, karlovu ani. So for aniya, for the maisa zimun of gadlu, that it's enough. You don't have to be in one spot to do the gadlu. That's enough. Okay, so tomorrow what do we do?
The Turkmen. The,